I'm going ahead. Satchel played with the system, I guess you will. He dodged around things. One of the things that he did, I understand, was, you know, strolling out to the plate, kind of ambling. And he had a kind of a, sometimes maybe a little bit clownish caricature that he was playing with. And I think that maybe that was part of the techniques that had to be used by blacks in this country to deal with segregation. It's a way to get around. If you took them head on, you were going to be shot, hung, all the horrible things that did happen. But if you played around them and you made someone laugh, they were maybe a little bit less likely to lynch you, and maybe you could get a little bit of insight growing in them.
I think that you're right. I think there were two things that separated Jackie Robinson and Satchel Paige. Partly, as you suggest, it was the era. And Satchel had come up in an era where black ball players, it wasn't enough to just go out and pitch a great baseball game. You had to come early, and he would put nails up on a board behind home plate, and he'd go back to the pitcher's mound, and he would throw a baseball so hard and so accurately that he could help drive in a 10-penny nail into a board with just the baseball that he was pitching. And he had to do little stunts like that because blacks who were coming to the games back then, and then eventually a small number of whites who came and watched Negro League games, wanted to be entertained. And they were putting out their hard-earned money, and they wanted to come a little bit early and get a show. And he gave them the show that they wanted. It didn't take anything away from what he did when he went on the mound. But blacks of that era understood that they had to be entertainers as well as baseball players. And so for 30 years, he did that. Jackie Robinson never grew up in the Negro Leagues, and he thought that was demeaning. But it was just one generation not understanding what the other one had done to create opportunities for it. Jackie should have understood that he was on Satchel Paige's team and that Satchel had to do things that may seem unseemly or undignified to him, but were a reality of the world that Satchel had grown up in. The other thing is, they were two incredibly different personalities. Satchel laughed harder and lived harder than Jackie did, and maybe that's why Satchel also lived longer. As he pointed out, that Jackie Robinson in later years had white hair and had ulcers and had issues that never troubled Satchel. And Satchel said, "I'm a lot older than Jackie, but Jackie looks like my father or grandfather." And I think what happened was, you talked about the image of Satchel strolling out, taking his time when he went from the bullpen to the pitcher's mound. And Satchel did that in part because he wanted to milk the audience for every last cheer and applause line that he could get. And as he said, "It took me 30 years to get here to the major league pitching mound, and I'm damn well going to take my time getting out there in my stroll from the bullpen."